To California now in the recall election facing Governor Gray Davis on October 7th. So far, there are only two declared rivals for the governor's job, Peter Cameo of the Green Party and Republican Congressman Daryl Issa, who bankrolled the effort with $1.5 million of his own money. The campaigns may be just beginning, but Californians are already choosing sides, as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
In the state capital of Sacramento, partisan warfare is often the name of the game. So it's no surprise, perhaps, that lawyer Mark Reichel views the recall election as nothing more than a Republican power grab.
It's a Democratic governor, and that's the only reason they want him out. How about we impeach George Bush? How's that? Because I'm not happy he's the president. That's a good idea, okay? I didn't vote for him. So I know the Republicans didn't vote for Gray Davis. I understand that. But he is the governor, and I know that you're allowed to have a recall, but use some judgment.
Just a couple of blocks away from the State House, Eric Feller, who says he usually votes Republican, saw the recall as nonpartisan democracy in action. If the people want to recall the governor, he said, they should be allowed to do that.
It's not just a Republican action. My understanding is that a third of the petition was signed by Democrats. So I think it's, if the Republicans couldn't do it alone if they wanted to.
Republicans are a minority in California. And according to opinion polls, slightly more than half of California voters are inclined to approve recalling the governor. On the other hand, polls also show that for many voters, it's an inclination, not a conviction. Some of those who first said they would vote to replace Gray Davis changed their minds when they considered alternative candidates not to their liking, or were told that the special election could cost upwards of $30 million. But clearly, there are Democrats who voted for Davis who are now deeply disappointed in his performance. Jeff Edgecombe, a retired building contractor, was buying asparagus at the weekly farmers market in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Westwood. He thought the recall was great.
I think that we need somebody new in there.
Edgecombe hadn't given much thought yet to who he thought should replace Davis, though he'd heard that Arnold Schwarzenegger might run.
I don't know enough about Arnold, but I like him as an actor. I know he's a Democrat, but I think he is anyway. No?
Republican.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I haven't read enough on that.
But Edgecombe said that even though he usually votes Democratic, he'd vote for a Republican if that were the only way to get rid of the governor. But not everyone who voted for Gray Davis has been disappointed in his performance. As Debbie Hudson cradled a bouquet of enormous sunflowers, she expressed real sympathy for the governor's current predicament.
I think it's a shame. I think he's a really good man, and I think he's been a good governor, and I think he is a scapegoat for what has gone on. And I think because he's a good, soft, kind of soft-hearted, soft politician, that he got steamrolled, kind of, and maybe didn't fight back. And I think it's just a shame. I think he's a really good man.
For some here, the issue wasn't Gray Davis at all, but the recall process itself. Joel Kirshner said he just didn't think it was the right way to go.
I think when we make a commitment for someone, unless they do something awfully illegal, I don't know. I mean, I don't have all the facts on him. It just seems that it's not good practice to eliminate somebody after being in office because you don't like something that they've done. I guess unless it's illegal. And I don't know that what he's done is illegal.
But the election coming on October 7th could establish a new standard in California for when it's time to get rid of a political leader. California voters will decide if getting elected is just like getting hired. Do a bad job or fall out of favor, and you're fired. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.